The Tsar is cruel. The Tsar is oppressive. The Jews have no future under the Tsar. The defeat of the Tsar by Napoleon will bring about equal rights, will bring about an economic chance for the Jews in Eastern Europe. It has a great deal of positive reaction among the Jews. There were those, however, who opposed Napoleon. Not out of their love for the Tsar, but they opposed him simply because they said, here comes assimilation. Here comes what the reform movement could not export among the Jews themselves, now is going to come with the French army. And to a great extent that was correct. That was a correct assessment, because the French army brought with it, in its eastward travels, the Western ideas that would lead to assimilation. And even though that army was defeated, and even though Napoleon was sent reeling back to France, he left a lasting legacy in Russia. A lasting legacy of ideas, and he made Russia Francophile, which it is until today. There's an ad every week in the New York Times that the Tsar of Russia sent his laundry to France every week. This is from a laundry in Manhattan that's looking for your business. So it said that if the Tsar would send his laundry, 2,500 miles, so, what's 25 extra minutes to come and have it done correctly? But that's a statement that the Tsar would send his laundry to France. And the Romanovs, the Russians, the court language during a great portion of the 19th century at the Russian court in St. Petersburg was French. And when the Tsar wanted to have presents made for his wife, Fabergé is the one that made the eggs for him. And everything that was French was good. And even today, out of all of the Western countries, France has the greatest amount of trade with Russia, and France receives the least criticism, and it has the most open-door policy to Russia. There is an affinity somehow between the two people. And that affinity was created by Napoleon by making war upon Russia, as strange as that sounds. Tchaikovsky, in his famous 1812 overture, immortalized not only the event, but he immortalized the Marseillaise as well, the French national anthem, which is part of the melodic background of the piece. They were fascinated by France and by the ideas of France. And there were many rabbis, therefore, who said, we will support Russia, not out of loyalty to Russia, not out of loyalty or thankfulness to the Tsar, because he is not worthy of our loyalty or thankfulness, but because of the fact that Napoleon represents assimilation. Napoleon represents a wave of assimilation that will destroy us. And therefore, it is in the Jewish self-interest to preserve itself. It is in the Jewish self-interest that Napoleon lose the war. And because of that, after the War of 1812, for a short period of time, the Tsar was relaxed his decrees against the Jews as a sign and a symbol of his appreciation.